This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting a conference in London Tuesday, which is aiming to end years of conflict in the African country. Attending the gathering is Somalia's president and a host of international leaders. Somalia, which is co-hosting the event, is expected to detail its plans to develop the country's security forces, justice sector and financial management systems in hopes that international donors will pledge aid. I spoke to the Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu in Somalia, Bishop Giorgio Bertin.
I want to point out that the new conference of London 2, let us say, puts itself in a different situation from London 1 and a few months ago. At the time, it was organized in order, in the perspective of recreating new institutions in Somalia. We must say that now these new institutions have been born between August and November last year. So this new conference put itself in a new context. It's a context in which it finds itself in the presence of, let us say, a legitimate government. And therefore, the present conference is there in order to support those institutions they were longing for a year ago.
We've seen a change in the situation in Somalia. We've seen that Al-Shabaab has lost control of a lot of major towns. We've seen pirate attacks off the Somali coast kind of falling off dramatically. And of course, there is a new government.
Yes, there have been, let us say, it is true, the Shabaab have withdrawn from the major towns. But unfortunately, they are present in the rural areas, and they make themselves present also, unfortunately, through suicide attacks, particularly in the capital, in Mogadishu. So I would not say that it is a force to be neglected. Rather, it is a force which is there. If there were the possibility of engaging in a certain dialogue, I would say, well, let us exploit this opportunity. But at the same time, it is better that there is a real government with a certain strength, which could dialogue also from a position of strength.
Just one final question. It's regarding actually women. This conference is also going to be tackling the issue of violence against women, especially women living in camps for displaced people. How widespread and prevalent is that?
Well, you see, in a situation like this one in Somalia, where the human rights remain a problem concerning not solo women, but also minority groups from an ethnic point of view and also from a religious point of view. The issue of women is one of them. Of course, it is particularly sensitive, this issue of women, where there is no rule of law, and I would say particularly in the so-called displaced camps. I could visit some of them during my last visit in April to Djibouti, to Mogadishu. I could visit some of them and can understand that really women are often a target of this disrespect for human rights. However, I am really hopeful that the new judiciary system, which is going to be implemented, may at least give a signal to those who do not respect human rights, and in a particular way, rights of women.